Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right. In an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femenino and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Respectfully. All right, it's 4 o'clock, and we are going to get more of the people. If you missed anything, Odyssey.com Rewind. We had a very... A detailed start to the show, a choice A, choice B of two cities, and how it is the inverse reaction from the fan base. Here locally with the Tigers, fans are happier than a pig in mud. Teams 18 and 17 when they really should be 23 and 12. If your GM and owner decided to put an offense on the field, you're wasting 90-win pitching. I profiled the other town, which is St. Louis. Another God-fearing Midwestern town. They've had a winning year, 23 of the last 25. They've gone to 4 World Series. They had one bad year last year. They're off to a mediocre start this year. A couple games worse than the Tigers. 5 games out of first. Yeah. They want the DeWitts to sell the team. They want the Mosaic, the GM fired.
Yeah, like
they want Marmol launched into space.
Yeah, they're 15 and 20 right now. They're 5 games under 500. But, yeah, it's... such a visceral reaction to...
And mind you, they got a ton of injuries. Tommy Edmonds hurt. Jordan Walker got sent down. Pitching injuries galore. Gallegos. The point I'm making is, why in this town do we not have... why do we have lower standards than St. Louis? This is a baseball team, and I'm not going to redo the whole presentation. You've had a bottom five offense 5 of the last 7 years. You haven't been inside the top 20 since 2017. You haven't made the playoffs. You've had one winning record. Scott Harris has now been here for multiple off seasons where he views offense like a joke. Hey, you want to play the audio about how we got a good player at every position? Young and, hey, you know, there are not enough at-bats to go around. Really? You sent Parker Meadows down today and you brought up a guy who no one's ever heard of. He's not a prospect. He's a farmhand. This guy was DFA'd by Colorado as a failed prospect and then DFA'd by the Pirates.
Ryan Vidali?
Sure.
Yeah. 3 major league games.
He's nobody. He's nothing. So you talk about how good the system is, and this is who you call up to replace Parker Meadows? I mean, for God's sakes, slide Riley to center and bring up Henry Molloy. I mean, Justin Henry Molloy right now has got an 886 OPS at Toledo. You want to bring him up? Bring him up.
Well, his defense is a concern.
Yeah, you know what my concern is? A team that can't score in a whorehouse. I'm tired of it.
You said it's standard. It's St. Louis has standards. We only want to see the best. We want to win. We want to be in the conversation every year.
And that's what the Tigers should be. I hate to break it to you. You're in a division with a bunch of welfare owners. The Guardians are cheap as the day is long. The Royals, hope you enjoyed your one World Series that you're ever going to see in your lifetime because you're garbage. And the White Sox, forget about it. The Twins, please. If you wanted to own this division, you could. Your owner is loaded. You choose to have a payroll $60 million below league average. You choose to hire a GM who's more interested in hiring Jonah Hill for Moneyball and giving you the likes of McKinstry and Veerling and a broken pelvis and Carson Kelly. You know what? You want to show me you're serious? Postage stamp, Javi Baez, SpaceX rocket. Goodbye. But you're not. And last night they wasted a brilliant pitching performance by Jack Flaherty. Another one. Look at what happened to Skubal this weekend. Look at what happened Friday in New York.
Keep going? No, because it bothers me because he came out at the beginning of the season and said, we have all these young bats and we got to play them. We don't want to block them. It's just like, do you know what good is? Because this ain't it. Like, what were you seeing that we aren't seeing right now? What was it that made you utter that statement?
Who?
Scott Harris. Because I don't see it. And it's like, he said it with such conviction, like, I know things.
Well, it's
just wait and see.
Listen, the problem I have in all of sports, so I can make sure I'm not making this personal. I don't want to. It's not personal. I don't care about Scott Harris. I have a problem with most GMs or team presidents act like they're curing pancreatic cancer, which is in fact incurable. The point is, stop. Come down off the altar, okay? Like, stop. You don't have all the answers. Because if you did, you'd have World Series rings. You don't. Whatever, when Scott Harris was an intern with the Cubs. Like, stop. That was Theo's team, not yours. And the Giants, they had one winning record in like a decade. Just because it worked with dirtbags and gym rats in Frisco for 1 year, where, by the way, they didn't even make the NLCS. Fact check me on that. I'm pretty sure they got broomed out in the NLDS. The point I'm making is,
worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Two straight years, you've made a mockery of putting a major league lineup out there. And if you want to sell me that it's all about the young players developing, fine, then you better look like the Baltimore Orioles. I better see a lineup top to bottom that is almost exclusively young talent. That's not what this is. Start with the catcher position. Jake Rogers, Carson Kelly. Nope. Javi Baez. Nope. Matt Vierling. Nope. You know, the McKinstrys. Nope. Mark Canna. Nope. Who? You want to tell me, hey, we got to develop Colt Keith? That's cool. But I needed a backup plan there when the guy had a 398 OPS the opening 35 games of the year. All right, Parker Meadows, fine. Your backup plan is now who? Frosty McGee? Who the hell is this guy? David, what's his name?
Ryan Vilade.
Couldn't care less. Nobody. He may as well be Darkman. Put a silhouette up there. He doesn't even have a profile pic at ESPN.
He's batting seventh tonight.
That's your answer. So you don't get to have it both ways. And they've almost brazenly gone into multiple off seasons and said, oh, you think we need bats? Watch this. Look at it. Six players with an OPS under 600. Four under 500. And I watch. Last night was a joke. Rico, they should be 5-6 games better than they are. They're wasting elite pitching.
And they are. And by the way, yeah, the Phillies swept the Cardinals.
Yeah, not the Cardinals, the Giants.
Oh.
In that magical year where, like, Mike Yastrzemski carried the team, they didn't make the World Series. They didn't even make the NLCS. So great, you racked up a bunch of wins in a one magical year. They may as well make a movie about that Giants team. I think it was the 21 team.
Yeah, yep, Dodgers.
Yeah, Scott Harris is 1 year. I don't care.
Five games, yeah.
Whee! I don't care.
Would you like the lineup for tonight?
Oh yeah, hold on. Yeah, hold on. Everybody get primed. Everybody put on your silk robe. Kenny, get your smoking jacket on. Let's hear this murderer's row. What do we got?
Batting first and playing second, Andy Ibañez.
He actually can give you a major league at bat.
Okay.
But he's not going to play 162 games at second base. But go ahead.
Playing center field and batting second, Wenzel Perez. Playing third and batting third is Matt Vierling.
Where's Riley Green?
Left field and batting fourth, Riley Green.
But why would you not have Riley Green hitting first or second to gain the extra at bat?
Yeah.
I thought we loved analytics here. I don't want Riley hitting cleanup. This isn't 1989.
How many times is this batting order turn over during a game? Not very often because they don't get many hits.
Right.
At least have him at the top so he has a shot.
100%. Yeah. Listen, Riley's having an all-star year, but I can't take him any lower than second because of what Kenny said. That's the extra at bat in the eighth or ninth. Carry on.
Playing DH, batting fifth, Jake Rogers.
No, wait. Woo! Jake, hold on a minute. Can you pull up Jake Rogers? Oh, I want Kenny to do that. I want you to sit here and look at Kenny. Kenny, pull up Jake Rogers' numbers. This is your DH. All right? Just so we're clear now. This is your big bopper. This is your guy. You could not bring J.D. Martinez here. There are no at-bats to go around because you got Jake Rogers playing DH tonight. Can you give me the numbers, Kenny?
Yeah, he's got a 530 OPS, just hitting the lights out here. 247 on-base percentage, and he's a negative war right now. Two home runs.
Your DH is a player who hurts you.
He does have five RBIs.
Stab wound. Okay. Keep going.
Sixth and playing first base, Spencer Torkelson. Seventh, playing right field will be Ryan Vilade. Eighth, shortstop, Javi Baez. And ninth and playing catcher, Carson Kelly.
So the fact that both your catchers suck, we just had to get both of them in the lineup tonight. I got nothing. Now, maybe tonight's magical and Logan T. Allen melts down on the mound and they score five or six runs. But that on paper, I'm not kidding you, that's the worst Tiger lineup maybe of my life. I don't like, and I don't think fans should be accepting of that.
No, and here's what makes it really bad. It's not like they have injuries and you're waiting for somebody to come back and you just got a space holder there. This is it. This is as good as it gets.
Yes, Kenneth.
Jake Rogers' OPS plus is 52. So he's 50% worse than your average MLB player.
What's Carson Kelly?
I'll look that up for you, too.
Yeah, hold on. Because one catcher's not bad enough. Let's play them both.
I think his is 5-13.
48.
Oh,
48.
So if I put them both together,
they equal one catcher.
I get one league average player. One problem This isn't Voltron. We can't just Velcro them together.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.